4. Our lesson will come from that chapter this morning. The bulletin indicated that Kevin would be speaking this morning, but you can tell by looking at the tie that Kevin is not speaking. Kevin's had some problems this week with his throat, and long about Friday decided it would be better if I spoke this morning. Now take your songbook and mark 586 as the invitation song. 586. And then turn to 646 and place your finger there. That will be the next song that we will sing. 646. Holding your finger there, turn back to number 611. The lesson this morning from 2 Kings 4 will be on the subject, Is It Well? In just a moment, Gary will lead us in the song that answers that question. It is well with my soul. Song 611 is the question itself. This is a newer song that we don't know well enough perhaps to sing. I hope we'll learn it soon. But I want to read the words of Song 611, which asks the question, and then we will sing 646, which answers it. Mid the toil and strife of this busy life, is it well with your soul? Are you living right should you die tonight? Is it well with your soul? Have you lost your sin? Are you pure within? Is it well with your soul? Are you at the side of the crucified? Is it well with your soul? Do you praise the love of the one above? Is it well with your soul? Will the crown be won and the Lord's will done? Is it well with your soul? Is it well with your soul? Are you free, glad, and whole? Are you living right? Should you die tonight? Is it well with your soul? Us, as we sang that song, really meant what we were singing. It is well with my soul. No doubt the verse that is found in 2 Kings 4 is the setting from whence that song got its inspiration. In verse 26, the question is asked, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with thy son? And she answered, it is well. First, focus your thinking for just a moment on the entire chapter, or especially from about verse 8 and on. Picture in your mind the setting where this statement is made. Sometime before, at least several years before the statement is made, Elisha was in this area preaching in an area that is called Shunem. The Bible simply says in verse 8 that there was a great woman there. Not much else is said about her as far as giving a description of her, but it's said that she was a great woman. And she said to her husband, let's fix a place for this man of God to stay. As he's traveling through, he needs a place to stay, and let's build a little room on the wall and put in it the necessities and fix a place for him to stay. They did that. Elisha, wanting to do something for her, asked down about verse 13 and 14, what can be done for you? What can I do? And he mentioned some things that might be done. And then Gehazi, a fellow laborer with Elisha, said, she hath no child, and her husband is old. Elisha called her and told her that with the time passing according to the time of life, that she would embrace a son. And though this was almost unbelievable for her at the time, it happened. She conceived, and according to the time of life, the proper season, she gave birth to a son. And then the story skips from that time until the son was grown. He was out in the field with his father working with the reapers. He became very sick, especially with his head. His father sent him to his mother, and he sat on his mother's knees until noon, and he died. This woman decided that she would go to see Elisha about it. It's interesting to look at the statement that she makes in verse 23, it shall be well. And then when Gehazi went out to meet her and asked her the three questions, is it well with thee, is it well with thy husband, and is it well with thy son, she answered, it is well. What caused her to be able to answer the question in that way? It is well. I submit to you in the first place that it was not riches. Because when you look back at verses 8 through 10, you see that when they built the little place for Elisha to stay, that it was just with minimum requirements. In fact, they built what we might call a lean-to or a little room on the wall, and they put in that room just a bed and a chair and a table and a candlestick, just enough for Elisha to have a place to sit and maybe study, a place to sleep, and to have some light. There's not too much said about this family, but the indication from the way they built this room is that they may have been a fairly poor family. At least we would think that they did not have very much of this world's goods. That when they were preparing something for the guests that would be with them for a period of time, that they prepared it and were able only to put the bare necessities there. Everything that's said down through the entirety of the chapter indicates that this family certainly did not have riches. If you and I were asked the question today, is it well, and our circumstances were something like hers, how would we answer the question? I think we have seen enough people who had a lot of this earth's goods who were not happy, and enough people who had just barely enough to get by who were happy to realize that it's not based on material possessions. And yet so many times when you and I talk about our circumstances and our conversations one with another, we have a tendency to talk about what we have and what we want in terms of money and earthly possessions. But that was not what caused her to answer, "It is well." In the second place, it was not her social standing in the community or fame that caused her to say, "It is well." When you and I meet many times and begin to talk about our families, especially if we begin to talk about our children, we may talk about school, we may talk about career, we may talk about honors, we may talk about what has happened to them in the community, and that's not always bad. But I want you to notice that in her case, that was not where she was, and that's not where she wanted to be. Look at verse 13. "What's to be done for thee? Would you that I speak to the king for you or to the captain for you?" In other words, can I do something for you to raise your status in the community? And notice her answer. She said, "No, I just want to dwell among mine own people. I just want to be myself. I just want to be able to go on and live and carry out my responsibilities. I'm not interested in fame. I'm not interested in social standing. I dwell among mine own people." So it was not social standing in the community or some kind of honor that this woman had received that caused her to answer, "It is well." I rather imagine that she was a person who would not have made the headlines on the front page, possibly would not have even been included in any of the articles on the social page. She might not have been the one that most people would have invited if there was some kind of a party or a get-together. And yet she was able to answer the question, "It is well." In the third place, I suggest to you that it was not the health condition of her and her family that caused her to answer the question in the way that she did. You and I might very well emphasize that if we were answering the question. If someone calls today and were to say on the phone, "How are you?" We might immediately begin to think in terms of health. "Oh, I'm feeling fine. I'm doing well. How are the children? They're all well. None of them sick." But that's not the setting where she answered this question. In fact, even though she was asked specifically, "Is it well with the child?" and she knew the child was dead, she said, "It is well." And if there's ever been a time that we in this specific congregation need to put that in focus, I think it is now. We have some that are so seriously ill. We have some where it seems that death is fast approaching. We have lost some of our loved ones in the last few days. If time continues and things go as it appears, we will face that again in some of our families not far in the future. The remark has been made again and again in the last few weeks that we have more illness, more serious illness probably than we have had in any time that we can remember recently. If we were asked the question today, is it well, how would we answer? It was not the physical health situation that served as the basis for this woman's answer. Her answer was not based on physical and worldly materials. Her answer was not based on her status in the community. And her answer was not based on the degree of physical health. What caused her to say, "It is well"? There may be some suggestions in the text as we look. First, verse 9 indicates that this was a woman who had respect for God. It's indicated in the respect that she had for God's preacher. She said, "Elisha is traveling through. This is a man of God. We need to do what we can to help." You can just almost read between the lines there and get a pretty good idea of the heart of this woman and the attitude of mind that this woman had toward God and toward God's work. That's what she was emphasizing in her thinking. She might very well have reasoned, as you and I tend to do, "We don't have very much. We cannot give this man very much. If he comes to our house, he will not have the things that he would have if he goes to somebody else's house. Our house is not very big. We don't have anything that we can really give to him that maybe he ought to have. Let somebody else take care of it." No, her reasoning was, here is a man of God that needs a place to stay. This woman was thinking more about spiritual things than she was physical matters. She had a respect for God. There's also in connection with that the indication that this is a woman who would show hospitality, verse 10. She realized and practiced what I hope to try to get across in the evening lesson, that the real joy comes in showing love, not receiving love. She realized the importance of hospitality. Or putting it in another word that maybe is a little bit broader, the idea of service to someone else. That's where her thinking was. She might, if she were like so many people you and I see today, have gone to Elisha and said, "Now, you're a man of God, and you're in our area, and we don't have much. We need you to help us." But that was not her thinking at all. Not selfishness, but selflessness was what characterized her thinking. In the third place, there is an indication that hard work and labor was a part of this family, and that she, along with her husband, and then in the training of their son, was emphasizing that important aspect of life of being willing to work and to labor. Her husband was out in the field, and when the child was grown or was able at least to be out there, the child was out in the field with him. They were working with the reapers. This indicates to us and shows us that this is just a good, sound family, hard-working family unit. She had those factors involved. I mentioned family in two or three of the last statements. Notice that this is also involved. There's not much said, and yet you can just almost see it coming out at you as you read this chapter, that this husband and wife had a good relationship. He may have been somewhat older than she. At least he's said to be older in life. And at the time that the son is said to be grown, I don't know what age that is, but at least several years have passed and there's been the training. Here is the son out in the field working by the side of his father. And yet when he gets sick, he sends him into his mother. And his mother puts him on her knees, a grown son, on her knees until noon. And he died. Seemingly here is something in this family that gave her the reason for saying it is well. And that is that there is that family closeness and togetherness that means so much. And then there is an indication in verse 13 that shows us why she said what she did, and that is that here is a woman who was content with what she had. She could have been given more. The man of God might have been able to have talked with others and and caused her to be in other places, she said, no, just want to be among my people. She was content to be herself with her family and with her people, and evidently appreciated what she had, and appreciated what she was given. At this season of the year, we probably ought to underscore that in our thinking. Sometimes even younger ones overlook 90% of what they have in thinking about one thing they did not get. And that's not limited to the younger generation. Here is a person who could say, as the Apostle Paul said later, I've learned in whatever state I am therewith to be content. Oh, if anyone could have ever said that, she could have. When she was barren, when she had the son, when the son has died, in all of these sets of circumstances, she seemingly was a person who could be content and accept her situation in life. And then there is perhaps the one thing that just sort of sums all of this together and pulls it all together about this woman, and that is her strong faith in God. That, as Paul again put it in Romans 8, all things will work together for good to them that love the Lord. Folks, here's a woman whose son was dead. And yet when she was asked the question, is it well, she said, it is well. She may have been somewhat like Abraham was as he went to offer Isaac, believing that God could even bring him back from the dead. And of course, in this case, we realize that there was a miraculous event that followed where Elisha eventually raised this boy from the dead and brought him back to life. But this woman had enough faith in God that whatever happened, even if the son remained in the condition, or whatever happened in the future, even with her son dead and no doubt her husband grieving, and you can imagine the amount of grief that was in her heart for a son who had died and for whom she had prayed and no doubt had served year in and year out to bring him up to the time that he was grown. And yet with all of those factors, when she was asked the question, is it well with thee, with thy husband, with thy son, she said, it is well. She didn't base her answer on finances or physical health or community standing. And yet, if we're honest with ourselves, those three things occupy a large percentage of our conversations when we're talking about how it is in life. She based her answer on an attitude of contentment, respect for God, a family setting that must have been good, and especially a strong faith in the Almighty Father that whatever happened, it'll turn out in the right way. And she was able to say, it is well. I submit to you that we need to let this story this morning cause us to do some thinking about our own attitudes and how we look at life and the factors in life. We face times when there's illness. We face times when there's death. And yet when that death is of one who is a child of God, and who has prepared to meet God in that great goal of dying in the Lord, Revelation 14:13. Even though there is the sadness that this woman must have had, and there are times that we don't understand, as I'm sure she did not understand, we've somehow or other got to bring ourselves to the point of having enough faith in God and to underscore the spiritual side more than the physical side, to say, no matter what is happening on this earth, as long as I have that right relationship with my Father in heaven, I can say, it is well. There may be tears coming down my cheek as I say it. There may be a hurt feeling in my heart as I think about it. And yet, if we're right with God, and we have the focus in the right place, and our priorities straight, with this woman, we can say, it is well. My friend, if you're not a Christian this morning, you can't say those words. Even if you were singing a few minutes ago when we were singing that song, it is well, if you're not a Christian, you really weren't singing the truth. Because you see, the only person who can say it as well is the one who has confessed Jesus Christ, being penitent of sins, and let that belief lead him to be buried with his Lord in baptism for the remission of sins, so that the blood of Christ can remove all past sins and make his life right in the sight of God. And if you're not living for Christ and have allowed yourself to go back into the world or back into negligence, can you really say this morning, it is well? I submit to you that it is only the faithful child of God who can face anything in this life with God's help and say, it is well. And if you can't say that, you need to rush to Jesus. As together we stand and sing.
Dost thou count all things for Jesus but loss?